You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
In the sports world, you know, it's I don't know, the entire realm of sports watching, sports enjoying has shifted and changed so much, in great part to overexposure and to turning everything into the most gigantic event in the history of mankind, which they usually are not. Last night, I put it in my brain to turn on ESPN at about 7 to try to get a glimpse of this home run derby. Some of these young men who are just their kids, non-baseball fans, don't know their names. Even the fans of baseball who don't watch anything but the Cardinals, let's say, or the Cubbies, or the Braves, or you know, just those teams in our area. You don't know who these people are. Aaron Judge is a rookie for the Yankees he's already hit 30 home runs this year, and he's a bad dude. He's really good. So I figured I'd try to watch him. Well, I went over there to this network twice, and I could take it for about a minute, because after the opening situation where they had all these guys walk out up on some podium as if they were about to be, you know, crowned the King of England. It was so ridiculous. And so then they hit baseballs far and try to beat the other one. And then there was some kind of a little game after it with veteran players. Maybe it's fun. Maybe it's entertainment if you really have nothing else to do. But I don't know how you watch this stuff. This was almost as bad as the NFL Pro Bowl, which is a complete and utter waste of time. But if you liked it, good for you. Aaron Judge won it last night. This dude hit 47 home runs out of that place. But they're being thrown to by, I guess, a pitching coach from one of the, and they're not throwing them very fast. The balls this year, the new talk about baseball is that there's a lot of home runs this year. And so the question has come up again. Are these guys back to juicing? Are they taking dope to hit balls, you know, out farther? Or are the baseballs, in fact, being made and wrapped tighter? Because a tighter ball will travel farther when hit, or is it further? When it's hit by a bat by a big, strong man. So who knows? But home runs are way up. And pitchers are being made to look really bad sometimes because of all the balls just flying out of these baseball parks. So Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins, who was supposed to be the biggest competitor for Aaron Judge, that didn't work out. He was out in the first round. Judge hit 47 out for the title, and yippee. This means nothing to anybody. Tonight's the All-Star Game. That is usually fun to watch. It is the best players in the game. There's maybe one Cub. I didn't even check. I didn't see how many Cardinals there were. Maybe Molina. I'm not sure. But a bunch of names that I, you know, who knows. It's just one more showcase for baseball that is likely unnecessary. But it does give some of these guys a day off to prepare for part two of the season. And now things get interesting. There are fans like me who don't really get into this until after the All-Star break. And then these games become important. So there are some races to watch. The Yankees and the Red Sox in the AL East. The Nationals in the NL East are a great team. They're up almost 10 games. The Cardinals and the Cubs are playing not very well. The Dodgers are playing great baseball. The Astros are playing great baseball. So there are some things to watch for if you like the game when it gets down to the playoffs and all that stuff. And they'll be there before you know. Well, there's still July, August, September. So there's a lot of baseball to be played and many things to decide. So enjoy the All-Star Game. It's on Fox at 7 tonight. And the warm-ups will take an hour. So don't get too antsy or you'll be disappointed. It's because they'll drag this out forever. What else? There's that. The SEC media days continue. I don't know today who's up. Several teams go every day. The coaches and a few players mumble the same things year after year about giving 110%. Going to fight real hard to win for the team. Just the usual stuff. And then this is coming up, August 26th. I would love to know, and as time gets nearer, we should discuss and maybe do a poll. Floyd Mayweather, who was he 49-0, has won $700 million boxing over the past years. He is, 40 years old maybe? And Conor McGregor has been introduced to the world. He's an Irishman. He's a mixed martial arts dude or UFC, whatever the difference is. I have no idea. But he's funny and he's profane and he's a little guy who just fights like a, street fighter in the alley. So these two, in the interest of nothing more than finance, are going to square off in about August 26th in Las Vegas. The predictions are that they will each make at least $100 million. Anybody in the boxing game, from Mike Tyson on down, predict that Floyd will beat this guy into submission and it won't take long. But there are those that think that it'll go 12 rounds. But who knows? It's going to be a free-for-all. I'm not even quite sure what the rules are. If all this kicking and punching and all this stuff will be allowed, or if this is a match based upon boxing rules. The point is, it'll cost you $100 to watch it at home.
I'll pass.
And if it goes 13 seconds, you're going to really be pissed. But if Floyd Mayweather, who is 11 years or so older than this young dude, who is crazy and will fight and holler and spit and bleed and God knows what, but $100 will show up on your cable bill on a pay-per-view if you choose to watch this. Now, I almost find myself being sucked into the hype.
The spectacle?
The spectacle, and that's what they want this to be. They're going to hype you until you give up and say, $100 ain't nothing, whatever. It'll show up on the bill and I'll pay it next month. And then you watch it and it's a complete letdown and you want to just cancel your TV forever. But this is coming up in August and they're going to woo you and keep hyping this until you either give in and do it or just laugh it off and never, ever care about this. So we'll see. The email address for whatever you want to say or do is mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Yeah, we got in a few. Taylor, on the beer subject yesterday, where we ran down the 25 worst-tasting beers according to science, says, lately I've been drinking nothing but beer made in Memphis. Wiseacre and High Cotton and Memphis Made, for example. We have some great beer in this city and just trying to contribute to my city one drunken stupor at a time.
Taylor. Sounds like you're doing very well.
Yeah, that's fine. There is a lot of good local craft beer around here worth checking out.
People that drink beer and that are really experts on it say that there's nothing like beers from Belgium, that they taste differently. They give you a different feeling. They're more heady. More smart, not smart, but they don't make you into a slobbering drunk. And there are tons of beer from Belgium, and I have a list at home that a friend sent that I may investigate, but each to his own. Go for it.
Yep. And on the subject of drinking also, Stephen wrote in about coffee, saying, big fan, long-time listener to the show, listened every day.
Good.
Said, no, everyone up there drinks coffee. To get up super early. Wanted to give you guys a little something to help with that. Please accept this pound of Death Wish coffee.
Okay.
It's very good, very strong, USDA certified organic coffee, one of the strongest and best in the world. And they're also good friends of mine, he says. And he gives us a website and other information, but no coffee came through on the email, so maybe the other mail will get it to us.
Well, that's just rude.
Well, we'll see. It might work out.
Okay.
Mark, the topic of snakes and your story about how you slew one that had eaten some bird eggs.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the nightmares to start about that one. This happened on a Friday night. We were at home, and we have a bunch of trees and birdhouses and things like that that we nurture and watch and take care of. And we have cardinals, and cardinals tend to, their habitat remains the same. They stay year after year after year, and they build nests. And we had one the past couple of years in this cherry tree, because they like to build near people. So we watch them do it. It is the beauty of nature at work. And they build this intricate, you know, gorgeous little thing, and then they lay eggs. And then we watch them, and they you know, hatch, and they fly away. And there's new life and the beauty of birth and all that cycle of life stuff. Well, this year we had the eggs, and the mom and dad are around, and they're feeding they're just watching them because they're just eggs. So a commotion ensues on Friday night from the dog, from my wife. It's a freak out. It's just gotten dark, so I can't see. And she says there's a snake in this bird's nest. Oh, geez. So at those times, you either panic and flip out or just stay cool and handle it. So I ran outside and found there was this some kind of a pickaxe-like thing laying up against the wall. And so I grabbed it, and I can't see this damn thing. But the light hit it, and the sign, or just the vision of a snake slithering in a tree into a bird's nest where there are little baby eggs in there and becoming pretty much encased in this nest. I thought, oh, Jesus, this is a lost cause. So I kept poking and poking and poking, and finally got these tongs, if you will, on this creature and drug him out of that tree. And then I proceeded to beat him into several pieces.
Yes.
He has passed away.
He is an ex-snake.
He's an ex-snake. And there are also ex-cardinal eggs. He ate them all. That's really sad. Because the next day, the mom and dad are sitting there on the, you know, on the benches and kind of watching to see what the heck happened. But they went nuts and tried to kill the snake. They went crazy, but they couldn't do it. But it's just one of those reminders that, you know, it is survival of the fittest among animals, among humans. We're all the same thing. But this snake, I mean, it's just the circle of life, man. He got his meal before I beat him to death. So I guess it's like going to the chair on death row.
Yeah.
So he,
it's not a circle of life for the snake. The snake just stopped.
Yeah, he went to hell, I hope, quickly, because he was in several different pieces. But anyway, yeah, that was that. It's rough. It was so creepy. It was like a scene out of a movie. This green and brown, slithery beast eating little baby bird eggs. It was a bad moment.
Well, Mark was saying that the survival of the fittest theme is what he was talking about, saying that nearly all species follow the survival of the fittest, except humans, really. We encourage the survival of too many morons, and now they're taking over.
Well, yeah, that's getting to be a real problem. Gets worse all the time.
And we got a word in that the rules for this fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are supposed to be standard boxing rules.
Well, so since McGregor is not a boxer, this should be interesting.
Right.
So, because when you box, you can't kick somebody in the cods.
That is not the rules.
You can't gouge their eyes out. You can't trip them or kick them. So that means that likely that, as many people have suggested, that Mayweather will beat this punk into a coma in about 15 seconds. On the other hand, Floyd's fights usually go the distance because he's getting older and he hadn't been challenged of late. And McGregor is just crazy enough to, who knows? That's why we're going to buy into this and waste $100 or not.
So. And on that same topic, Paul says, when you discuss the rules of this bout that's going on, it reminded me of this classic scene from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where they are he's explaining the rules of the knife fight.
I remember that.
To buy some time and cause some confusion.
Okay.
So worth checking out too.
All right.
And JK likes that new song from Lindsey Buckingham.
Great song,
Christine McVie.
Thank you.
It reminds him of the Silver Sun Pickups. If you hear any similarities there.
No.
So, okay.
But I'll play it again, though. Thank you, sir.
So that's a good lead-in for it. If you have anything you want to share with us, go ahead and do that. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is our email address. You can write in at any time with whatever you want.
Harry's Razors, a sponsor of the program. We thank them for being on the show with me. And I've been using their product now for months. And it is a different way to shave. There's no need to buy these cheap razors. They come in a bag that are way overpriced when Harry's is out there, and you can get this set and you will like it. Make it part of your travel routine. It goes in your, you know, just in your suitcase or whatever, the travel bag. They have one for the summer routine with SPF and travel size products, and each set comes with their travel blade cover to protect your razor in transit. It is a nice shave, a quality shave. It has been purchased by 3 million people. Guaranteed all your money back. Great news. They know that you'll love the blades, so they give you the set for free. You just cover the shipping. It's that easy. A nice touch. The free trial set includes the ergonomic handle and the 5-blade razor with the gel, the blade cover, and so on. So go to harrys.com. And the code there to enter is Drake, and get it now. Harrys.com. You cover the shipping, which is cheap, and it comes right to your house. The handle, the blade, the gel, the blade cover, and all that. Harrys.com. Do it today. The code is Drake, and you will like it, I am pretty sure. Coldplay. I saw this reviewed in the new Rolling Stone magazine, which has, by the way, a great, great story. If you're a Tom Petty fan, a story backstage and on stage about their current tour that is really, really great. And there were some more things that I wanted to get to in that issue. But they reviewed this song. This album, I guess, by Coldplay came out last week. And this song is the new single from it. Let's see how it sounds.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
It is Tuesday, July 11. It is sunny. It is hot. It's going to be hotter. Today, mid-90s, indexes about 100. The same thing is in the forecast for every day for the foreseeable future. It's really hot. It's going to be sweaty and funky and all that. And so you know how to dress, I assume. This morning, as I mentioned before, last hour, I was almost late for work. I didn't have any idea what to wear because I was waiting for Brittany Bryant on Channel 5 to give me the, you know, what to wear. I'm in the kitchen pacing going, God, come on, girl, hurry up. So here's your layout for the day. Sunglasses, sandals, shorts. So thank you, Channel 5 and Brittany, for this fine service you offer us all. And otherwise, I'd have been naked, I guess.
That only works if you work in Margaritaville.
Yeah, you really can't go to the
bank
to the insurance office wearing that kind of rig, but I just think it's so funny that they think we need to know how to be told how to dress. I mean, I'm a grown up. I can put on shorts and stuff, and a shirt and all that. But thank you, hon. I'm sure it's all well intentioned. The dumbasses of the day. I'm going to only read the headline on this one. Naked man with feces on hands robs gas station at gunpoint, damages cars. That's enough of that one. This will happen here someday. NBC News, Boston, claims Richard Newton went to the WXKS KISS 108 studios up in Medford around Boston to request or make that demand that they play him a song. He told the station secretary that he wanted to hear, and he wasn't kidding around, My Axe by Insane Clown Posse. To further endorse his demands, he then displayed to her a large axe he had brought into the station.
Okay.
Then he returned to his car. Police spent several hours coaxing him out of his vehicle because he was out of his mind on drugs and took him away on a stretcher.
He wasn't going to leave till he heard the song.
No word on the on the axe. Jeez. And I look, I'm not putting any ideas in your head. Don't even think about it. All right? Because our front desk girl will kick your ass. All right.
Okay. This one from Seattle reports that 68-year-old Norman Levere was charged with mailing a threat to injure IRS workers in Utah.
This is really...
He mailed a package containing a fake bomb.
Attaboy.
And according to the charging papers, he also, last year, sent a finger, a bullet, and a marijuana joint. Let me reiterate, a finger. His finger.
What did he hope to... prove by that?
He is trying to prove that he is upset with the IRS because he was laid off in the 1990s and has got a grievance filed with the federal government that has not been settled yet, and he says he should not have to pay taxes because the government hasn't satisfied his claim.
So cutting off a finger will get that job completed?
It got his attention, I guess. Okay. Got someone's attention, but the attention he got has landed him in jail.
Uh-huh.
So that's not a win, dude.
No, no.
I'll take your mad 68-year-old man and up you to my 74-year-old madman. He, Charles Manning, lives up in Maine, and he lived in an apartment that was infested with bed bugs. So he moved to another unit while they sent the exterminators in, and he went to City Hall and asked for government assistance with his bed bug problem. But he was told that he didn't qualify for the assistance, so he left angry and came back with a container full of the bed bugs. He slammed them on the counter, releasing hundreds of the insects. The government building had to be shut down. Now, it says that he is in jail, so I don't know what you get charged with, but he did go to jail for it.
Well, that was pretty dumb, I think, is the point there. Let's see. There's so many of these. There's, as every day goes by, there are more and more of these to choose from. It's one sign of the decline of civilization. The Daily Mail claims a Queensland, Australia man was caught on camera stuffing 24 Woolworths sausages down the front of his pants. do your own joke in your own head. He was caught leaving the store after he bought a pack of Doritos just to make it look good. All the while with 24 of those kielbasa things, I'm guessing, stuffed on the front of his pants. They had him on video. He was busted, and he did not get to keep his 24 pieces of sausage. Tallahassee, Florida, got to have one from Florida. Down there, police got a boy. He's locked up for robbing a convenience store with a sword. Got to have a sword, got to have Florida. He wasn't naked. That's the only downside. He's 48 years old, entered the store, pointed the sword at a clerk, and then demanded beer. The clerk, armed with a broom handle, fought back. Customers ran from the store screaming. Police heard the screams, went to the store where they charged the guy with robbery. He gave up without a fight. What a quitter.
Uh-huh.
He had a sword and he could have had a real scene there, but nope, he just gave up and walked away. So he's a baby. And this one, I saw this yesterday and ignored it because it's so stupid. But once again, this race, the human race, is de-evolving. We are not evolving toward being smarter and being wiser and making better choices. We're getting stupider. As a race. And I suppose that the only goal anybody has is to go viral and to be on the Instagram or on the Snapchat or on one of those things that make you famous for about 15 seconds. The new trend on Instagram, I saw this yesterday and today, so this must be true. And we may have discussed this yesterday, but it's one of these jackass style stunts. If you are dumb enough to be influenced by the things you see, Steve-O and those other morons do, you probably ought to be locked up for your own good. The new trend is to tape this, put it on Instagram, running over your friends with a golf cart, preferably while they're about to take a swing at a golf ball. That's the new thing.
No.
in lots of cases, it appears the victims are waiting for the impact, which means they know what's about to happen because nobody ever moves or looks around when they hear the cart coming. This says, warning, this clip contains bleeped profanity. Really? So let's see how this sounds with these idiots running over their friends with golf carts. I have no idea what this is. I'm guessing it's better with the video.
Probably so, but yeah. It's still what? It's all staged then.
What is wrong with people? I just don't get it.
You talk about jackass. I mean, they took a electric razor and took a chunk of your hair out. That's not running you over with a golf cart.
No, it's not. But it's just one more sign that we are really turning into cavemen again. We're about there. I mean, it's going to be a while, but it still is in existence. Our buddy Kyle Vesey, we've all been missing him for a few weeks. Look forward to seeing Kyle and discussing what's happening with the city. I have no idea. I do know that there's a list here that nobody in town wants to see. A list from Wallet Hub that describes and runs down the best run cities in America and the worst run ones. So that'll be fun. And so we'll discuss these things and other city news with our buddy Kyle in just a moment. Into the break, we'll do this tune that does sound like Fleetwood Mac. If you're fans of them, and many people were because they bought a lot of their records, and they still tour and hang out and make great, great music. This one is kind of an odd pairing, but it worked. Mr. Buckingham, this is Lindsay, who wrote Go Your Own Way, all of those songs. Chris McVie, I guess, had the first big hit when they came back, Over My Head. Then she quit. She came back. They toured. And she and Lindsay did an album together that sounds like an album by Fleetwood Mac. And people are hearing this song and liking it. So
email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.